When you think about regional jig companies and companies that are building jigs, a lot of them now have gained national notoriety. And with me today is Steve Hauge. And I guess, Steve, the first thing is, when you look at a new jig and you start to build jigs and you're in Savage, Minnesota, you build them kind of around the area you're at first, and then you start to find out that they can be used in other places.
Well, that's exactly right, Terry. We're fortunate to have some really good lakes in our area here, and most people don't necessarily associate Minnesota with bass fishing, but it's here and it's really good, and we have developed some products here that fortunately have done really well nationwide, and we've developed a really good group of anglers that help us all with the design, and, you know, just went from there.
Well, one of your pros in particular, Jim Moyna, has been kind of the, I guess I would say, the guy that really brought the football head jig into prowess. I mean, with Minnetonka and a couple of tournaments that he's done well in, you look at that football head jig, and he's the guy that's kind of brought that out in front.
He really is, Terry. You know, Jim's been with us from the beginning, and actually, you know, we started the company with Jim helping us with that football head jig, and there, you know, a couple big tournaments. People may not remember this, but back in the late 90s, you know, Jim really started this thing back then with the football head jig. At the time, it was called the roller jig, and we just took it from there, and it's kind of surprising to me that really in the last year is when that's took off, and, you know, Jim's been instrumental in that, and, you know, the football head really came to prominence this year, although it's been kind of a well-kept secret up to this point.
Well, it's great for not getting hung up, and I think a lot of people that fish a jig, that's one of the complaints they have is, oh, it's always getting hung up. But with the football head, you can fish it in pretty heavy rocks and really don't get hung up much.
That's exactly right, Terry, and that's the thing people, I think, are just really coming to discover is that design, you know, just allows that jig to come through these crevices in the rocks just other jig designs just can't do, and that's with all the rocks in the southern reservoirs and some of the tours this year, tour stops, it just came to the forefront. And then our new brush guard version, you know, with the brush piles and whatnot, we just had some great success this year and look forward to the future.
Well, you've given Jim his own jig. He's got a jig that the football head is named after him now.
Yeah, you know, the signature Jim Moyna football head has been with us. His name's been on it since the beginning, and we're sticking with that. And, you know, Jim's actually regained some confidence in that jig now that we've come out with the brush guard version. To that point, you know, we did a non-brush guard version, which is just excellent in the rocks, but this brush guard now, you know, allows him to get around the brush piles and some of those, you know, southern impoundments that isn't available with the past jigs. So,
well, as you look at this thing, one of the unique things about your jig is it has little dimples on the bottom of the jig. Tell me about why that's there and why you have that on all-terrain tackle.
Sure, Terry. The terrain tread, as we call it, it's just more of a trademark name, but we put the small bumps on the bottom of that football head to help that jig. You know, the primary use of that jig is dragging it on the bottom, you know, similar to a Carolina rig or keeping that jig in contact with the bottom. And with those dimples on the bottom, it allows that jig to grip the moss or the rock, whatever it's crawling over, and it actually kicks the back of the jig up into a crawfish fighting position. And we've just kept that design through our jigs and our AT flipping jig and our Mighty jig and some of our other products as kind of a trademark. When you pick up that jig, you know it's an all-terrain. Now, we don't do that on the grass jig or the swim jig because it's just we want a smooth design there to come through the weeds or water better.
Well, and as you look at, you know, I guess we've kind of talked about the football head jig here and your pro staff with Jim Moyna, but you've also got Scott Martin, Jacob Prosnick, and then also this year added Todd Faircloth.
Yeah, we've been really fortunate over the short life of our company. We're in our fourth year now. But to get some top anglers on board along with Jim, as you had mentioned, Scott Martin, FLW Tour Pro, has been with us 3 years now, and he also, you know, developed a jig with Scott Martin's Grassmaster jig, which, you know, we've just had tremendous feedback on that as one of the best jigs for fishing that heavy matted grass and weed. And then Jacob Prosnick, of course, who had a great year on the FLW Series, is a big proponent and loves to fish our AT flipping jig. And then Todd, as you mentioned, Todd Faircloth came on for 2006 And he actually fishes pretty much all of our jigs and ended up his year with his big win on Table Rock on the Bassmaster Elite Series. So had a really good year and have a really good core group of guys fishing our products.
Well, a product that I have is near and dear to me is the swim jig, and you've come out with a version that's yours. And tell me about the idiosyncrasies of that jig, if you would.
Sure, and I didn't mention that in our past conversation here, but the swim jig has really been a boon for us. It's a design we came up with a little over a year ago that allows this jig just to swim, just to come through that water straight when you're reeling it or pumping it slowly. It's got a lighter wire hook than some of our other jigs and a lighter brush guard. And what that allows it to do is when a fish hits that, you don't need a big, heavy hook set to get this jig to go through the mouth of the fish. You know, it's just a nice, easy set, pull back hard, more of a Carolina rig type set. And the fish is hooked up, and just a great, great jig for our lineup.
Well, you think about it, in recent years, you talk about the football head, of course, has gained notoriety, but the swim jig all of a sudden in the last couple of years has as well.
Well, that's right. It's actually one of our top-selling products. They all sell well, but the swim jig is just the design along with, you know, some of the accolades it's had over the past year and a half has just allowed that segment of the market to grow immensely. You see a lot of them out there, and I just hope that people visit our website and see what ours is about and why, what makes it better than some of the jigs on the market.
Well, it comes with a trailer, a split tail trailer too, and I guess it's, you know, the lively action of that bait particularly, it makes it fish like a crankbait or even a spinnerbait at times.
Exactly, and that's what I tell people. You get a lot of people who call and ask how to fish a swim jig. There's not a ton of information on the market. And I usually go to the card just saying, pretend you're fishing a spinnerbait and start there and adjust from there. You can use a spinnerbait rod, the same line you use with a spinnerbait. Start there and adjust, you know, as you see fit. But it's a good place to start. And as you mentioned, the trailer, there's a number of different trailers you can use on there. I know a lot of guys in the Southeast are using a net bait pack-a-craw on there, actually the smaller version of that. It comes with a swim trailer on it, so it's ready to go right out of the package, though.
Well, let's talk about 2007 a little bit. You know, of course, everybody knows about 2006 and what you guys have done with 2006, but 2007, you've got a lineup that you're going to have some new things, like a finesse jig and some of those kind of things.
Right, and the good thing about being a smaller company, Terry, is we can adjust. Everything's made here in the United States, and we have a little bit better grip on being able to adjust to new designs, getting new products out, tweaking existing products if we see a way to improve them. And, you know, with that said, our lineup for 2007, we've added a finesse jig, which is going to be essentially a lighter hook version of our AT flipping jig. We went with a lighter wire hook, slightly lighter brush guard in that, and then with that lighter hook, it's going to have a slightly longer shank also. So it's really something our staff, pro staff's been asking for a couple of years now, and we finally got the design right, and, you know, look for that right after the first of the year.
Well, of course, you know, finesse fishing has really gained notoriety because of our lakes getting a lot of pressure and some of those kind of things. So that should play, I would think, this year real well with a lot of the tournaments that are going on, both FLW and BASS.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's where we saw the need for that, and our pros were asking for it. Just like you said, these reservoirs are getting so much pressure, particularly these tournament lakes that are so popular, and the fish just seem to be coming a little educated to some of the bigger baits, and the smaller finesse jig, it's got a little bit lighter skirt on it, a little bit smaller profile, and, you know, we think it's going to be a real hit for us in 07.
Well, Steve, how can we get a hold of you? Where's the website at?
Well, the website to visit us is www.allterraintackle, and that's all one word, .com. And, we're really proud of our website and do a good job keeping it updated, and, you know, hope everyone can stop there and take a look and see what we're all about.
Well, I surely appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I think folks that get a good chance to use your jig are going to be pretty happy with it. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.